I'm Dennis O'Hare.
And I'm Rose Scott. One Georgia mom was surprised to learn that her 8-year-old daughter's first science textbook lacked what some may call an important chapter. There was no mention of climate change. Now, her daughter said, "Hey, that's too advanced for me, Mom." But the mom, Kim Cobb, disagrees. The Georgia Tech professor joins us now in studio to talk about all this. And Professor Cobb, thanks for taking the time. We appreciate it.
Great to be here.
Why do you think children as young as 8 years old should learn about climate change?
Well, I think it's a challenge that will play out on the time frame of their generation. They may not have, as I point out, they may not have caused the problem themselves, but they need to be part of the solution. And so the earlier they can engage in thinking about what caused this problem, what are the ways that we can fix it, we can empower them with the tools that they need to think about career choices and choices they may make in their home lives or their family's lives. We need to start now. We don't have the time to wait.
And so as you went through the textbook here, and you didn't see much of anything. What's a good sort of way to introduce children at that young of an age into about climate change? And we could talk about all the debates about, you know, global warming and all that, but what's a good way, in your opinion, to sort of introduce someone as young as 8 into climate change?
Well, they have a very large section in the textbook, in fact, on recycling, which is about reusing and reducing, conserving resources. That's all very well and good. So in that context, it's possible to inform them about the cause of climate change and how it's intimately tied to our energy use in society and how they can make choices themselves to change their own habits and how important that is that everybody engages in this as soon as possible and there are solutions out there.
But even that raises questions among a lot of folks who are involved with boards of education, for instance. They may say, look, okay, recycling's a great thing, but you're tying it to human activity as a cause of climate change. And there you get the debate going on. It's a political debate. Should third graders, let's say, get involved in, and should their teachers and parents get involved in the whole debate over whether human activity causes climate change?
Well, I would say that we don't have to debate that here. We can debate the aspects of what could be done in the classroom, what's appropriate for a third grader. That's a really important debate, and I'm not an expert on that. I would love to have a conversation with some content experts and classroom experts about that. But that is settled in terms of the science of global warming. In fact, the National Academy of Sciences recently put out a framework for science education in this country. It's a nonpartisan entity. We turn to them as a nation on so many of these very important societally charged issues. And they tell us again and again that climate change is part of the curriculum for their framework. They have benchmarks from grade 5, 8, and 12 that are very clear on this.
And so is that what you would say to schools and boards of education that are looking at whether to include this in the curricula and make sure it's in the textbooks?
Yes, I would say that having a standard for an elementary student, it's one line in that National Academy framework. It basically says something like continued warming will be harmful for humans and animals and environments. That's very basic and straightforward without being overly prescriptive of how that might translate in a classroom in Georgia, for example. Again, I would urge that we should be having a conversation. There should be climate scientists involved, as well as many of these content experts about what those standards should be. In fact, if Georgia citizens are interested in weighing in on this, there's a website open right now under the Department of Education in Georgia where you can provide input about these science standards. They're being reviewed this year. It's a timely review, I would think. So we have a time as a state to think about what would make sense for Georgia and our students going forward.
And that was sort of my next question, because there are parents listening saying, okay, I don't know that much about it, or I may have my opinion about it. So what can I do as a parent to make sure that I'm getting the right information to make sort of a, you know, value decision here, and including filling out that survey? What would you, and to be honest, and we don't want to say that you're biased, but you work in this area, so you're a little bit more educated. Obviously, you're a lot more educated in this. So, but for every parent, they may not know.
Yeah, so one great thing that we have in Georgia, we have a lot of climate scientists out there.
Yes, we do.
Who they can reach out to talk to, both whether they want to discuss it as a PTA with relevant to their school, whether they want to have a guest speaker come and interact with the students and talk about climate change. A lot of my colleagues and I go around and provide such information for local schools. I'm very, very happy to do so, continue to do so. I feel it's very important as this conversation really ramps up and becomes something of importance in the communities.
If it's not in the books, real quickly as a final thought, what would you say, okay, classroom teachers, here's something you can do without maybe running afoul of somebody higher up who's watching what's going on in the classroom.
Insert your own curriculum here.
Well, to that point, I may have violated the state standards already because I regularly go into classrooms and talk about climate change and global warming. But again, my main message to these students is we can fix this and you will be part of this and you need to be part of this. And this is going to be a big challenge going forward. So I really hope to stress that my message as a climate scientist is not gloom and goom, but really focusing on solutions and engagement and discussions with citizens.
And we've been speaking with Kim Cobb. She's a Georgia Tech professor. And real quickly, you're the mom of a third grader. You've been going around. You've been fourth grader, so you've been making the rounds.
Four kids.
Oh, are they like, Mom, what are you doing? You're advocating for more work for us. Have you heard that?
No, I mean, I think they're obviously very engaged on this subject. We talk about it a lot at home. We're all about reducing, reusing, recycling, so poor kids.
Thanks so much for coming in. We appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you so much.